Greetings, travelers, and welcome back to the Snapping Dragon Tavern. If you are enjoying this podcast, please consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast provider.
Last time, you continued to make your way through the trials presented to you in this temple that you were led to for the Viridian Archive. The first room you came to, you found yourself in battle with a fire elemental this time, which you did manage to defeat, finding the next stone, which was a fire stone. Then you continued on your way, finding yourselves in a room that was a lush forest. And in that forest, there was a small altar with a rock floating above it. Upon reaching for that rock, you were attacked by two displacer beasts coming out of the woods or the forested areas. You took the time to defeat them before claiming your prize. You also found the corpse of the second adventurer from the original party, Father Dethius, the cleric. And I believe that's where we left off.
Yeah. That battle was quite invigorating and also debilitating, because I am at half of my hit points. Oh, yes. Excuse me, I feel half as good as I usually do.
So, what would you like to do?
Did we take the stone?
Yes. Colburn took the stone. Okay. You are, I believe, still in bear form.
That's right, I am a bear.
And you have pushed Colburn to take the stone.
Yeah, I'm trying to pet you and you wouldn't let me pet you.
Say it.
What was the name of the, or what does the stone look like that we just picked up?
It is the head of a jaguar.
Head of a jaguar.
Yay! So do we want to search the room real quick before we decide what to do next?
Do we want to do what?
Do we want to search the room first before we decide what to do next?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to search the room.
Okay, so I know that you had already checked out the corpse and found what he had on him, which was a mace and 13 gold. You had already found that. Other than that, it's a forested area.
Is there anything I can smell?
Make a perception check.
Or any type of plants that, say, a certain somebody who makes potions and things would want to search?
If they want to search, they can. And they can make a survival check.
And I have advantage on perception checks around smell.
Okay.
Do you want to search for anything you can make potions with?
Yes. Okay, so do I use my stats?
Your bear stats.
Or I think like the physical stuff I use the bear stats, and then like the mental stuff I use my stats, right? Like intelligence, wisdom, it's still mine.
Yeah, the intelligence, wisdom, and charisma, you would use whichever's higher, which would probably be yours. Yeah. The strength, dexterity, and constitution, you would use the bear's.
Okay. So I have a 23.
Okay. You don't really find anything of interest except maybe some berries.
Wait, what? Sorry, I missed that last part. Find some berries? Oh, okay. Olby, did you roll a survival check?
I did. I got a 14.
Okay. So we'll say you found 5 gold worth of alchemy supplies. So what would y'all like to do?
Well, I've only got like half of my health. I would kind of
want to
maybe take a rest. Do we have any good berries?
Yeah, I would definitely go for a long rest.
It is too soon for you to take another long rest.
Mm-hmm. How about a short rest?
You can take a short rest, yeah.
No, we don't have any good berries right now because we took a long rest, so they've all expired.
Fuck me in the butt. All right, well, okay, I guess
I'm going to go back to Morwen because I get both my wild shapes back after a short rest, so...
Okay.
And we can do dice rolls for health on a short rest, or?
Yeah, you can roll your hit dice. Yeah. You can use your hit dice for a short rest.
Where are my hit dice on here?
So.
On D&D Beyond, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you click the short rest button, it'll tell you. They'll show up.
So mine's 1d10 plus 1.
Where's the short rest
button? My hit dice.
Yeah, your hit dice is a d10. You would add your constitution, and you've got however many levels, what level you are, that's how many you have.
And then you only get half of them back on a long rest, right?
Correct. You get up to half of your maximum back on a long rest.
Well,
that means like, if you use all 4 and we get a long rest, then you would only get 2 of those back. So next time we took a short rest, you'd only have 2.
Oh, that short rest was just what I needed.
All right. So you all, each of you finds a comfortable place to sit down and take a breather, recover a little bit of your lost health. So what would you like to do next?
Morwen, are you still in bear shape?
No, I'm Morwen now.
Okay. Well, damn it. I was going to pet Morwen, or try to, but never mind.
You just made it weird, Colgrin.
Look, I'm headband bros with Ongo. I got Turtle Buddy over here. I'm just trying to make an elf connection.
She's not down.
Yeah, she's trying to make a connection.
Hey. what do you guys want to do?
So we have 4 stones, and there's 5 rooms, so we can just go try out the last room, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. That's logical. The 5th element.
Six. There's 6 rooms.
Oh.
Is that counting the one we couldn't get into?
No, it is not.
Okay. I think we need
all 6 to get into the last room.
All right. So you're diving back into the water then?
Yes. Yes, GM.
We were moving counterclockwise.
Okay. So you all begin swimming towards the next entryway. And the cold water. Moving as quickly as you can to keep yourself from drowning. I think I remember some of you have a pretty low constitution. So
this one.
All right. So, but you make it to the next set of stairways, and as you notice that unlike the rest of the rooms that you've been in, this one does not have a light overhead shining on the stairs. But you do manage to find your way to the stairs. And you ascend into the next room. And an impenetrable darkness covers the room.
Oh, crap.
With only a large fluctuating sphere of light providing weak illumination. Eerily silent and still, a lone metallic glint shines for a split second before being engulfed by the dark. As the light fluctuates, a lone orb splits from the sphere and begins floating towards you. None of you have dark vision in this room.
What? Where are our friends? Where's our friends?
You don't know. It is pitch black in here.
That's not friends. Cool.
Everybody, light a torch.
Yeah, quickly, everyone, hover over your person so we can see. Okay, there's more.
All right, so everybody roll initiative. 20 to 25. Nobody. Great.
We're all older than that.
15 to 20.
17.
18.
Who said 18?
Morwen.
Morwen, 18. Okay.
Is that someone up me?
All right, 10 to 15.
10.
Good job, Colgrin.
Yay!
Obi, what is yours?
4.
Oh, shit. Even better,
Or.
Do better.
Even better.
All right, so.
Let's kill something.
So there is this ball of light that is floating towards you. And let's see, its movement.
What's on the bottom of the screen? Or the bottom of the map there? That's the ball of light down here.
And you're assuming that's the bottom of the map, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying down below us.
Yeah.
Did you just assume that map's rotation?
Yes.
Okay. So the ball of light flies towards you. Where is it?
So I see Colgrin.
And let's see. And as it approaches, it will... you can see like little sparks coming off of it as it approaches, and it is now floating right in front of Olby.
You know, it looks like Colgrin.
Oh.
Where's Om go?
Have you like checked the
level? Like, how am I going to control Om go if it only lets me do Morwen? Am I going to have to go back out and do Om go?
You shouldn't. But you should be able to see Om go a little bit now. It's like the very edge of him.
Hold on one second.
All right. But, so it attacked and missed.
What if I'm assistant GM? Can I do that?
No, you cannot.
Well, I thought maybe it would let me pick two characters here, but it doesn't, so I'll come back in.
Okay. So... here we go. There we go. All right, so Morwen is up.
Morwen, you're up.
I can't see anything around me except for this ball of light, right?
You can
right.
You can
you can barely see in the light that's being emitted, you can barely see Obi and Ongo.
Okay. It did try to hit Olby.
Well, you could see sparks coming off of it. It missed, so it did. You can't really tell that it tried to attack.
Okay. I'm going to try to use Chill Touch on it.
Okay.
Chill Touch.
So, go ahead. Did you say 7?
18.
Yes.
7 does not hit.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if I want to touch this thing.
All right, so that brings us to Ongo.
I'm right next to it.
You are right next to it. You are within hitting range.
Okay, so I'm going to attack it with the glaive.
Okay.
For a... I'm going to see here. That is a 21.
A 21 is a hit.
1d10 plus... 9 points of slashing damage.
9 points of slashing damage. Alright.
And then I will pull our master.
Okay.
For a 10.
A 10 is a miss.
No!
Alright. Colgrin, you are up.
So I can see this orb, yeah?
Yes, you can see the orb floating in front of the barely visible Olby.
I'm going to hit it.
How would you know you're flanking it?
I feel it in my bones.
Would she be able to see?
She can barely see Olby because the orb is emitting light.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go.
Just checking. Just trying to be that rule lawyer.
Gotta stop watching Critical Role. All right, so I'm going to use my psychic blades.
Okay, so you materialize your psychic blades.
Ooh, I rolled a natural 20.
Awesome.
Yes.
Go ahead and roll your damage and double the dice.
Yes. All right, that looks like it's going to be 11.
All right. 11.
Yeah. And then I think I get another attack because I'm using my blades.
I believe you do, yes.
I'm going to kick its ass again.
Do you have the...
That was 6. That doesn't do anything.
Yes, that one will miss.
Oh. No fur. Okay, I tried. That's all I got.
Okie dokie. That brings us to Olby.
Right, I would like to use my short sword.
Okay.
And is that at advantage?
Yes, it would be.
Oh!
You got a natural 20.
I know, but for my second attack, I didn't roll with advantage.
So...
That is also a natural 20.
Ooh!
Oh, very nice.
That's 9 damage from me.
9 damage, okay. So this orb blinks out of existence.
Yeah, bye orb.
I can't see.
Okay, so at the end of the, at the beginning of the turn order, another orb appears in the center of the room.
Where's the center of the room?
Where the light just showed up.
I see it now. Had to scroll out a lot.
And it will float in this direction, and it is going to attack Colgrin.
Fuck you.
And miss.
Thank God.
That brings us to Morwen's turn.
Get it, Morwen.
Kill it.
Catch
it with your cold, dead hands.
Something new.
Gasp.
And I want to cast Flame Blade.
Yay!
So I have a fiery blade in my hand. And I'm going to run up and I'm going to attack it with a melee attack with my Flame Blade.
Okay, let me check something here. Okay, yes, Flame Blade's a bonus action. It's concentration for 10 minutes. Okay.
Oh, so it's a bonus action, so I can do something else too?
Well, your attack is your action.
Okay.
So casting it is the...
Yes, casting it is the bonus action. Attacking with it is an action.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's what I was checking to make sure casting it wasn't an action.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you rush forward, swinging at it with the fiery blade. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
22.
22 is a hit.
Nicely done, Morwen.
3d6. 6 plus 5 is 11, plus 3 is 14.
14. Very nice.
And then also, it sheds bright light in a 10-foot radius and dim light for an additional 10 feet. Ooh. So does that help with the visibility?
I would think that it would.
Not in this room, adult.
He's right.
Ah! I'm just saying.
Way to go.
I'm just roaring up right now.
All right.
This is the rules.
Ongo, you're up.
Well, he overwrites those rules because this is his homebrew. I'm going to flank that orb. Doesn't matter what side, if whatever side I can make it to, because I can't see Ongo.
Okay. Let's see. 5, 10, 15. Let's see. From the light the orb is shedding, you would be able to see Colgrin, so probably here would be where you would go on the other side of it.
Okay.
I wish I could center the token in the square, but I can't.
That's kind of weird, right? Yeah, so... And I'm attacking with my glaive.
Obviously.
For a 21...
All right, 21 is a hit.
For 11 points of slashing damage.
All right, 11 points of slashing damage. So you swing your glaive through the air, slicing straight through this orb of light, and it vanishes.
Home run.
Anything else from you, Ongo?
So it vanished?
It's gone, yes.
Okay, then I'm cool.
Okay.
Unless I see another orb of light I can run after.
You don't. Okay. Yet. Colgrin.
Psychic blades to the rescue.
What are you attacking?
I'm attacking the orb. Wait, where's the orb?
Clearly I'm attacking the orb. He's not listening at all.
You weren't listening.
I was answering a question from my lady friend over here, okay? And I swing at the air because I'm angry at the air, and I hold a one, so the air is in darkness.
So you rolled the one, so the air swings back.
Yeah.
All right, so you swing out with your blades where the orb was just a moment ago, but it's already faded from existence. Anything else you would like to do?
No, I'm good. I'm just gonna hope that no one saw this in the darkness, because I'm very embarrassed.
Oh, I saw it.
And nobody did, because you know.
I just felt something. Somebody trying to fan me.
Alright, so anything else, Colgrin?
Did anybody else feel that breeze?
Yes, I thought you guys could use a cool down because the heat of battle makes it very hot. So
anything else, Colgrin?
Any more pesky orbs that need killing?
Not that you can see at the moment.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay, Olby?
You piss me.
I don't see anything else.
Make a perception check. What was your perception check?
12.
No, you don't see anything else.
Okay, I'm going to hold my arms out in front of me and walk as far as I can.
Just straight forward?
Yeah.
Okay. So you walk straight forward until you are right next to Colgrin, and you're basically filling up Colgrin right now.
Okay. My apologies.
why would you assume it's Olby? It could have been anybody.
Trust me, that is the feel of those hands.
She knows the warm caress of a turtle.
I have the warm caress of a turtle before, yes. I
check that after this.
All right. So,
hey, turtle chicks know how to get down, man.
I wouldn't know.
So back at the beginning of the turn order, another orb of light appears in the center of the room.
Orb.
And flies in this direction. Boop.
This one's flying.
And is going to attack Ongo.
It can try.
For a 14 to hit.
Nope.
I have not hit one single one of you with this, with these things. All right, so it misses. Okay.
Did your thing there from pop up?
Morwen.
I'm going to run up to it and try to hit it with my flame blade.
Okay.
And I guess as I'm running up, I can see, is that Ongo?
You would pass by Ongo and you would barely be able to see. You would barely be able to make him out.
Okay, so then can I flank? Do I have enough space or movement to flank?
That was 10, right?
That Since was, I know Ongo's right there, I would know 15, to just get out of it.
15, 20, 25. Yep, you can get right there.
Okay, so I'm going to flank, and then I'm going to attack it.
Okay, go ahead and make your attack roll.
With advantage?
With advantage, yes.
Which is good, because I rolled a 1. 17 plus 6.
23.
That's a hit.
Okay. 11. 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage. All Colburn, right. Anything else, Morwen?
No, that's it.
Ongo.
I'm going to attack with my glaive.
Okay.
With your glaive?
My glaive.
Attack with his glaive.
Glaive.
For a 14.
14 is a miss.
Yes. Okay, then I will try to swap it with my Polearm Master.
Okay.
For a 24.
24 is a hit.
For 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
Did you hit it?
Anything else?
Yeah. That's it.
Colgrin.
It's time to go toward the orb. Let me see if I can try to move just me. No, it for some reason, it wants me to move as one with my turtle friend.
Yes, I don't know why.
He's inside you. I would like to move toward the orb in a flanking position, if it's possible.
There is not a flanking position open.
Well, then I will just go toward it so I can try to kill it.
Okay.
I shall attack. And that is a 13 to hit.
13 is a miss.
Fuck you, orb. I will try my other psychic blade. That is a 14 to hit.
14 is also a miss.
Oh, fuck you! Alright, well, that's all I got.
Okay. Alright. Olby, you're up.
Alright. I will move over and flank if I can.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, my balls. Okay.
Yeah, I know movement's hard in this one, so I'm helping you move around.
Thank you.
That's a 14.
14's a miss.
All of that.
Okay. Now it is the light's turn again, and it is going to attack one of you. Which one, though? Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Not me.
That is a 4, so it is going to attack Morwen.
Kill the elf.
And I might actually have hit this time. So that is a 21 to hit.
Ooh, misses. I'm kidding.
Okay, good.
You'd be like, what the fuck?
Okay, so that would be... You take 7 points of lightning damage. And more when you are up again. Oh wait, actually, hold on. You're not up again yet, because as it gets to the top of the turn order, another light appears in the room.
What?
We finally got 2 of them out. Yes. This one is going to move up here. And it's going to attack either Ongo or Colgrin. Let's see. If it's evens, it'll attack Colgrin. If it's odds, it'll attack Ongo. Even, Colgrin. So that is a 13 to hit.
Said it was a miss.
Now it's Morwen's turn.
Okay, so this stupid thing just shocked me with lightning. And made my hair frizzy.
Oh no.
I'm going to try to attack it with my flame blade.
She wants to use hairbrush. Okay.
So go ahead and try to attack it with your flame blade.
And I'm still flanking.
Get it.
18. 18
is a miss.
What? A mist?
Mist.
No, what is a mist?
Just a miss.
I was curious what a mist was. Did you obliterate it?
It was a, you missed.
It's okay. I like the DM.
Okay. So, that brings us to Ongo's turn.
I'm going to... I guess you can see my cursor, right?
Yes.
I'm attacking this one with my glaive.
Okay.
And it's still flanked, right, with more one?
Yes.
Or could I tell?
I hate you.
Yes, it's still flanked.
Okay. For a 24.
24 is a hit.
For 10. I'm about to say a 0, but that's 10. For 13 points of slashing damage.
13, you said?
Yes.
13.
All right. And I'm assuming Polearm Master?
Yes, but can I Polearm Master the one behind me?
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like a 2-for-1 type thing.
Nice.
For a 19?
19 is a hit.
For 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
Somebody better knock one of these out because there's about to be a 3rd one on the board.
Oh, no.
Colgrin, you're up.
All right, I'm going to try to murder death the one between me and Olby.
Okay.
Oh, fuck me, rigid. God damn it, that's a miss. Oh,
yep, wait, that's a miss.
Advantage. I get
you
advantage.
Got advantage. You do have advantage.
Thank you, Jesus. Ah, ha, ha, 24, bitch.
So that
thank
was 4.
All right, I got
4 points of damage. Okay. Anything and, else?
Yeah, I got my second psychic blade attack. With advantage, let me do that again. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, that's a miss.
Yes, that's a miss. All right. So that brings us to Obi.
Okay. I'm going to take a whack at the one between Colburn and me.
Okay.
Take a whack, whack.
Ooh, natural 20!
Yes!
Nice!
Make sure you double the value.
Now.
So that's a 7 from my sword.
Okay.
And 4 more from my swarm. So 11 total.
And it vanishes.
Yes!
Good job, friends.
Woo, friends, we did it.
And as it vanishes, another one appears in the middle of the room. And it's going to, let's see, it is going to come right 5, 10. It is going to come here. And it is now flanking.
Why do you hate me?
Wait, where, I don't know where Obi is.
So, let's see, the first one is this one over, this back one that's between Colgrin and Ongo is going to attack first. It will attack. Yep, it's going to attack Colgrin. So that is an 18 to hit.
Yep, that is.
All right. So you, for the first time, feel 3 lightning damage come from this orb. The other one is going to attack Morwen. And that is a 19 to hit. Morwen?
Yes. Okay. It doesn't have advantage on me, right?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It only has it on me.
And that's 8 points of lightning damage. And now it is Morwen's turn.
All right, Miss Frizzle, let's go.
So if I move down one, I'll be flanking it, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm
what the fuck happened?
Too far.
Fixed it.
Okay. I'm going to try to attack it with my flame blade.
Okay.
And I miss. I rolled a 2 and a 3.
Yep, that's a miss.
Came at 23.
Yeah, for a total of 23.
No, it doesn't work like that.
You said 2-3, not 2.
All right, Ongo, you're up.
Okay, well, I want to move behind this one to flank it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to glaive it to death.
Okay.
For a 23.
That's a hit.
For 7 points of slashing and then pull arm for a 12 misses, right?
12 misses, yes. Colgrin.
Well, I'm gonna do what I thought I was good at, but apparently not. I'm going to attack the one behind me.
Okay.
And that is a dirty 20.
That's a hit.
Yay! And he will take 9 damage.
All right, so you swing at him with your psychic blades, slashing through the ball of light.
All right, and I am going to... Did that kill him, or is he still up?
He's still up.
All right, and here comes my second attack. An 18. I think that misses, right?
Here.
18 misses, yes.
Fuck you, orb. All right, I tried.
Okay, Obi.
All right, I will go over and flank if possible.
There is not a flanking position available.
Okay, then I will just move to hit him.
Okay. Well, you are within melee range of one, so...
Okay, well, I will not hit him with an 11.
Okay, an 11 is a miss. All right, and as we hit to the top of the turn order, another ball of light appears.
Okay,
balls.
We need to find the source of these fucking balls, because they're going to keep coming, I think.
Right, there's three of them on the board now, right?
There are three on the board now, yes.
Oh, fuck, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Head thing.
Uh-huh, it's like Breath of the Wild, those little head ghosts that come out of the spewing mouth. Yeah, there's got to be a source, and we got to kill the source, I think.
All right, so the first one up here is going to attack Ongo with a miss with an 8. Next one is going to attack Colgrin, and it's at advantage. So that would be 17 to hit.
Yep, it is.
So, Colgrin, you take another 5 points of lightning damage. And the third one is going to attack Obi.
Okay.
And miss with a 6.
Uh-huh. I'm so fucked.
Okay, Morwen, it's your turn. Go ahead and make a perception check for me.
16.
All right, your turn.
Okay. I'm going to attack this one in front of me.
Okay.
For a 18.
18 is a miss. Ongo, make a perception check for me.
17.
Okay, go ahead with your action then. Or go ahead with your turn.
I'm going to attack the one that I'm flanking for a 17.
17 is a miss.
And then I'm going to polearm master the one that touched me.
Okay.
No, I'll polearm master the one that I'm still flanking.
Okay.
Just to see if possible for a 24.
24 is a hit.
For 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. Colgrin.
I'm convinced there's a source, and I want to try to look for the source of all these fucking orbs.
Make a perception check.
It's always perception. Why did I choose perception to be so bad? 12.
Okay. You don't see anything.
Fuck.
If we were doing XP, I would be fine with just farming these for a little while. We don't do that.
Really. I know. But oh well. All right. I'm going to wipe at the one behind me, so the higher one next to me.
Okay.
And that is going to miss.
Why, you are advantage.
Oh!
You're flanking with Ongo.
I still missed the 17.
Bro.
Still missed.
All right, well, here's my next attack.
Okay.
Ooh, dirty 20.
That's a hit. You want to roll again to see if you get a natural? Okay, you didn't.
I did not, but that's okay.
Okay, so that's still a hit, though.
5 points of damage.
All right. All right.
Fucking orbs.
I know. That one disappears.
Oh, thank God.
All right, Obi.
Okay.
Come on, Obi.
Let me do that.
Obi, look for the source.
Yeah, Obi's going to take a whack at the one in front of him.
Give me a perception check first.
Okay. Make it a good one.
18.
So, in the light, as these three had been out... In the small amount of light, you saw some sort of silvery glint in the southern part of the room.
Okay. I would like to cast Fairy Fire over in that area.
Okay, so you cast Fairy Fire in that. What's the range on Fairy Fire, or what's the area of effect?
It's a 20-foot cube within a 60-foot range of me.
As you cast Fairy Fire, the violet light spreads out. There's no creatures within, but you do see a small outline, like a very small outline about the size of the rocks you've been collecting on the floor. And it is, you can all see it now, and it is a violet outline of a small stone on the ground.
That's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right, top of the round, another of these things appears. Okay, the top one is going to attack Ongo for a 19 to hit.
Okay.
That is a 6 points of lightning damage.
Am I immune to lightning?
No, you're not.
I think so.
No, you shouldn't be immune.
Not immune, but...
resistant?
Yep.
Okay, if you're resistant to lightning, you would take half damage.
Okay, so 3 points.
Right.
Okay.
So, here's...
yep.
Come to the roof.
Okay. So that one hit you. This one down here is going to hit... Colgrin.
That's my name.
No, it's not going to hit Colgrin. It's going to miss Colgrin.
Thank God.
And this other one is going to fly down here and attack Morwen. Dirty 20. And Morwen, you take 14 points of lightning damage.
Oh, your hair has got to be frizzy as hell by this point.
Yes, 14 points of lightning damage.
Holy shit.
Rolled really good damage on that one. Or really bad damage, depending on how you look at it.
I think you know how we look at it.
Yeah, jerk.
All right. Morwen, your turn.
I'm going to wild shape into a bear.
Okay.
A kitty-sized bear.
No, a brown-sized bear.
Brown size? So you mean turd-sized?
No.
Size of brown.
Okay. Well, if I put the brown bear out, you would have like no vision right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to leave your token. But yeah, you're a brown bear now. Okay.
And I am going to bite it and claw it.
Okay.
I'm going to... I can attack different ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to bite the one that's right next to, I guess, Colgrin and Olby, because I have advantage on that one, right?
Yes.
And that's going to be a 21.
That's a hit.
Okay, so that's going to be... mm-hmm. 5 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And then the one that's right beside me that just hit me so hard, I'm going to use claw attack against it.
Okay.
And that's just regular. And I'm going to miss it.
Okay. Ongo.
I will attack this fucker in front of me.
Okay.
For a miss. So I will pole arm it. For a miss.
Okay.
I'm just swinging in air now.
Colgrin.
Can I now see the source whence these orbs cometh?
Well, you see the small stone on the ground that Olby outlined, but you don't know where the orbs are coming from, no.
I'm going to move toward the stone.
Okay. So, you are going to take an attack of opportunity as you move away.
Sure.
Worth it.
And right here. And your attack of opportunity, that is a 13 to hit.
It misses! Alright. Am I at the stone?
You are at the stone, yes.
I'm going to pick it up.
So you reach down and pick up this stone, and as soon as you do, all three orbs of light disappear.
Yay!
And suddenly, the room is illuminated.
Give me the charger.
Let me see if I can do this here. There's not really anything to see, but... there we go.
Oh, baby, I'm worth it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I found the rare fifth element. Oh.
So, as you pick up the stone, the orbs disappear. Suddenly, there's a bright light in the room so you can see everything around you. And in the darkness, you see in one corner of the room an unconscious figure.
Cheers. Ooh, all right. I'm going to go over to the unconscious figure.
Of a gnome.
Oh. Guys, there's an unconscious gnome over here. Follow me. I'm running over to the gnome, and I'm calling out to my friends that there is an unconscious gnome, and I want them to come follow me.
Okay. So you rush over to the side of the unconscious gnome.
Right, can I revive the gnome?
How?
I'm going to smack it lightly on the face. Whack, whack.
Whack, whack.
Nothing happens.
I'm going to say, "Wake up, gnome!" Loudly.
Nothing happens.
Where is this gnome?
It's in the corner.
I don't think I have anything. Does anyone have a potion or a spell?
I'll come out of my shape. And okay. I will cast Healing Word on it.
All right. So you cast Healing Word on her. Yeah, go ahead and roll for hit points.
I'm just going to do it at first level.
Okay.
Seven.
All right. So you cast Healing Word on this gnome, and her eyes flutter open, and she looks up at all of you. What? What happened? Can you not speak?
What happened?
Yes,
what happened to you?
We just found you like this.
Well,
I'm not supposed to know what happened to you, Adam.
I do thank you. It's very kind of you.
What's your name?
My name is Bagda. Who are you? What are your names?
Erwin. And this is Ongo.
And we're playing without our friends.
Yeah, they just lost power, apparently.
Yeah. And these are our friends, Colgrin and Olby.
It is very nice to meet you. That is where we will end.
Thank you for joining us. If you like the podcast, please consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast provider. If you have questions or comments, you can always send them to thesnappingdragontavern@gmail.com, or you can reach out on Twitter @taverndragon.